During the program, you've been practicing using mindfulness when you've been moving, in the exercise sessions, when you've been walking, and we've been encouraging you to pay attention to your experience during activities like cleaning your teeth or washing and dressing, and when you're communicating with others. I'm going to describe how you can use mindfulness when you're moving. So to start off with, sitting in a chair, spending some time noticing your posture. So aiming for your feet to be on the floor and level. Aiming to be sitting in a chair with equal weight through your hips and bottom. And imagining that you're being pulled up to the ceiling with a piece of string at the top of your head, and seeing if you can extend and grow your spine. Aiming for soft, low shoulders and relaxed arms. And breathe. And to start with, I'm going to ask you to turn your right hand up towards the ceiling and stretch your fingers and your thumb. Just noticing sensations across the palm of your hand. And then slowly, with control, flex your fingers and thumb to make a fist. And you might want to add a squeeze on the end of your fist. And pay attention to the physical sensations in your fingers and your arm. And then slowly opening and stretching your thumb and fingers straight. And then slowly flexing and bending your fingers and your thumb. If you want to, you can move with your breath. So you might want to breathe in as you stretch your fingers straight, and breathe out as you flex. So let your breath be your guide. So moving with your breath. And paying attention to your sensations in your fingers and your arm. Maybe broadening out your awareness to the area around your elbow and your shoulders. So your shoulders still soft as you straighten and flex your hand. How about your legs? Are your legs as relaxed and as soft as they can be? And continue opening and closing with your breath. If your mind wanders off, just notice that and see if you can bring your awareness back to your body sensations around your hand and your arm. Maybe notice your face soft. Okay, and you decide when you want to stop. And you might want to just notice your sensations in your hand and your arm now you've stopped moving. Spend a few moments just paying attention to how your hand and your arm feel now. You might want to compare the right hand that you've been moving to the left hand. Is there a difference there? And if you'd like to, you can carry on the exercise with your left hand. So flexing your fingers and your thumb into a fist and slowly stretching your fingers and your thumb. And changing the movement, slowly flexing and feeling the body sensations around your fingers and your wrist and your arm, and then stretching. And when you've done this slowly a few times, if you want to, you can move with your breath. And then broadening out your awareness to your arm, your elbow, your shoulder. Your shoulder's still soft. What about your legs? Are your legs as relaxed and as soft as they can be? And paying attention to the sensations in your face. Noticing if there's any tension around your jaw or the area in between your eyebrows. And stopping when you want to. Just checking into how your hands are feeling now you've stopped. Maybe just noticing your posture again. And now I'm going to talk you through an exercise in standing. If you prefer, you can do this in sitting instead. So if you're standing, you can aim for your feet to be hip width apart. And just spend some time noticing where your weight is through your feet. Have you got equal weight through your left and your right feet? You might notice whether you've got your weight more through the heels or the balls of your feet. Paying attention to your knees. Are they in the same position to each other? Are they locked straight or are they soft? And ideally, you're aiming for your knees to be a little bit soft, bringing your attention to your pelvis, aiming for a neutral-ish position in your pelvis, and then imagining that you're a puppet and you're being pulled up towards the ceiling by a piece of string coming out of the top of your head. Place your arms by your sides. Pay attention to your shoulders and aim for a space between your ears and your shoulders. Let your shoulders be soft and low. And breathe. I'm going to describe the mountain position, which is a yoga position. So bring your awareness to your fingertips and stretch down towards the floor. Notice the sensations around your shoulders and your fingers. And when you're ready, you can choose any position between this position and reaching your arms up towards the ceiling so your palms are facing each other. Aim for your fingers to be reaching up towards the ceiling, but your shoulders to be soft and low. And just see if you can stay in this position for 3 breaths. See if you can notice the body sensations around your hands, your arms, your shoulders, and anywhere else that they arise. And when you're ready, bring your arms down. If you'd like to do that again, bring your arms to your sides again and stretch down towards the floor. Pay attention to the sensations around your shoulders and your neck and your arms and your hands. And then when you're ready, choose a position between this position and then bringing your arms up towards the ceiling. Noticing body sensations as they arise, particularly around your shoulders and your arms. And this time you might want to really broaden your awareness out and notice your feet, your legs, your torso, your shoulders and your arms. Maybe paying attention to your face. Is your face soft? Are you breathing? And when you're ready, bring your arms down. With practice and experience of doing this, you can also notice emotions and thoughts and passengers alongside the body sensations. So this time, if you want to try it again, See if you can notice any passengers that are influencing how you do this yoga position, or any strong thoughts or emotions that might influence how you do this. So again, standing with your feet hip width apart, stretching your fingers down towards the floor, and spending a few moments noticing the sensations around your shoulders and your neck. And when you're ready, choosing your position, anywhere between this position and your arms up towards the ceiling. Fingers stretching high, shoulders soft and low. And breathe. And paying deliberate attention to any body sensations that arise. And just seeing if you can gently spot any passengers or any of your usual habits of responding to them. Noticing thoughts like, I must improve on last time, or I must do this well, or I can't do this, this is impossible. Notice if you're putting pressure on yourself to keep going, to hold the position for longer. And when you're ready, bring your arms down. And if you want to, you can check in with how your body's feeling now it's resting. You can also use checking in and noticing and paying attention to your body when you're walking.